from Australia. Program number 42.
你好，我是王恩喜，欢迎收听第42讲。下面向你问好的是 Barbara Frawley。
Hello。
和 John Warnock。
Hello。
John, do you think the listeners can remember our last program?
Perhaps. It's possible, I suppose.
Let's hope they haven't forgotten it.
你还记得我们上一讲学的主要内容吗？要是不记得了，刚才一听 John 回答 Barbara 的问话，你可能就想起来了。我们上一讲学的是怎样表示可能性，对吧？好，下面我们来听一段41讲里的对话。
Would it be possible to find a job around here, do you think? Closer to home, I mean.
Perhaps. But I don't think so. It's just about impossible at the moment.
That's a shame.
在这段对话里 ，Dick 和 Greg 谈的是 Dick 有没有可能找到工作。在今天这一讲里，我们将要学习怎样表示一种较大的可能性。要表示一种较大的可能性，就要用到一个词 ，probably。这是一个副词，意思是很可能。
Listen again and try it.
Probably. Probably. 这个词的拼法是
P-R-O-B-A-B-L-Y. Probably.
念这个词的时候，重音要放在第一个音节上才对。请你跟着 John 再念一遍。Probably.在刚才那段对话里 ，Greg 问 Dick 能不能在离家不远的地方找到工作。Dick 说 ：“Perhaps。”这个词表明说话的人没有多少把握。如果把握比较大，就可以用 probably。在上一讲结束的时候，农场主 Dick 很高兴，因为旱灾总算过去了。你还记得那段对话吗？
What do you know? Listen to that rain. If it doesn't stop soon, we'll have a flood on our hands.
Oh, Dick, do you think that's likely?
Just joking, Greg. Just joking.
下面我们要进一步学习怎样用 probably 和其他的用法来表示较大的可能性。旱灾过去了，Dick 和他的妻子非常高兴。今天他们还在安排一项庆祝活动。
They're planning a barbecue.
下面我们就来听他们是怎么安排的。在听之前，我们先把两个短语讲给你们听一下。
Sunday week，
下下星期天。
Sunday week， Sunday week。
另一个短语是。
A long weekend，
长周末。在澳大利亚，一年之中有好几个节日定在星期一，这样星期六、星期日、星期一就一连休息三天，这就叫长周末。
A long weekend， a long weekend。
现在请听 Dick 和他的妻子 Jane 的对话。
Will Sunday week be a good time, do you think?
Probably. Most people are free on Sundays.
But what about the Rossies? They'll probably have their children home from school for the long weekend.
Well, they can come too.
现在我们把这段对话一句一句地解释一下。
Will Sunday week be a good time?
Dick 问妻子下下星期天合适不合适。意思是问客人是不是都能来参加他们的烤肉野餐。
Will Sunday week be a good time, do you think?
Jane 只用了
probably
这个词就做了回答。在回答的时候， probably 常常单独用。现在请你试一下，我们问你几个问题，你就用
probably
这个词来回答。好，现在开始。
Do you think it'll rain tomorrow?
Probably.
Will the children be home from school?
Probably.
Will they come to the barbecue?
Probably.
现在我们再回来说刚才那段对话。 Jane 说下下星期天可能是个很恰当的日子，因为
Most people are free on Sundays.
大部分人星期天都是有空的。
Most people are free on Sundays.
澳大利亚和中国一样，农村里天天都是有活干的，不过人们总是想法把活安排得好一点，这样星期天就可以有空了。 Dick 听妻子说大部分人星期天都是有空的，就问
But what about the Rossies?
可是 Rossi 夫妇能来吗？请注意这一家姓 Rossi 在姓后面加 S， 有时是指夫妇两个人，有时是指一家人。
But what about the Rossies?
Dick 不知道 Rossi 夫妇能不能来，因为
They'll probably have their children home from school for the long weekend.
他们的孩子很可能要从寄宿学校回家过长周末。
They'll probably have their children home from school for the long weekend.
你注意了没有？
Probably
这个词用在主要动词 have 的前面，这个词在句子里通常总是放在主要动词前面的，例如
He probably stayed in town all day. Probably stayed. He probably stayed in town all day.
She probably went home early. Probably went. She probably went home early.
如果句子里有助动词，那么 probably 就要放在助动词和主要动词之间，例如
will probably be Sunday will probably be a good day.
Will probably have The Rossies will probably have their children home.
Can probably come They can probably come to the barbecue.
如果动词是否定形式，那么 probably就要放在整个动词的前面，也就是说要放在助动词和主要动词的前面，例如
It probably won't stop raining for days.
Listen again and try them.
Sunday will probably be a good day.
The Rossies can probably come to the barbecue.It probably won't stop raining for days.
现在我们再讲一遍 probably 这个词用在肯定句里和用在否定句里位置是不同的。在肯定句里 probably 放在助动词和主要动词之间，比如
Sunday will probably be a good day. Will probably be.
在否定句里 probably 就放在整个动词之前了，比如
It probably won't stop raining. Probably won't stop.
现在我们来做一个练习，先请 John 和 Barbara 给我们提供一点情况，看看大概谁能来参加这次野餐。
The Rossies will probably come.
The Smiths will probably come too.
But the Browns probably won't come.
我们必须把这些情况记住，才好做下面的练习。那么就请大家跟着 Barbara 把这些情况再重复一遍。
The Rossies will probably come. The Smiths will probably come too. The Browns probably won't come.
大概哪一家不能来？你记清楚了吗？他们姓什么？对了，The Browns。现在，请你先说 Rossi 夫妇来不来？句子开头用代词 they 就行了。Barbara 帮你核对。
They'll probably come.
Smith 夫妇来不来？
They'll probably come too.
Brown 夫妇也来吗？
They probably won't come. Dick and Jane live on a farm, 100 kilometers from the nearest town.
Their closest neighbors live half an hour away by car.
They have to travel long distances to go to parties.
Some country children have to go to boarding school or do their lessons at home by correspondence.
你听明白了吗？由于他们住在乡下，离城太远，所以孩子们上学很不方便。有的是通过函授在家里自学，通过函授英语是
by correspondence，
有的是上寄宿学校，寄宿学校英语是
a boarding school。
好，现在我们就来听 Dick 和 Jane 的对话。对话中有一部分是你们已经听过的，另外一部分是没听过的。听的时候请注意 probably 在句子里的位置。
Will Sunday week be a good time, do you think?
Probably. Most people are free on Sundays.
But what about the Rossies? They'll probably have their children home from school for the long weekend.
Well, they can come too. There'll be other children for them to play with, probably.
But perhaps they'd rather stay home than travel all this way.
Yes, that's quite likely. After all, they've got a long trip back to school on Monday night.
你听到了没有？ Probably 这个词前后用了三次，第一次是单独用的。
Will Sunday week be a good time, do you think?
Probably.
第二次是放在助动词和主要动词之间的。
They'll probably have their children home from school for the long weekend.
这个词在句子里经常是放在这个位置上的。第三次放的位置有些特殊。
There'll be other children for them to play with, probably.
说不定还有别的孩子和他们一块玩呢。这个词儿用在句子末尾，好像是快说完的时候临时加上的，这种用法不大常见。
Well, they can come too. There'll be other children for them to play with, probably.
看来很可能还有别的孩子来参加野餐。不过 Rossi 家的孩子刚刚长途跋涉从学校赶回来，星期一晚上还要赶回去，很可能就不想来了。所以Dick 和 Jane 最后这么说。
But perhaps they'd rather stay home than travel all this way.
Yes, that's quite likely. After all, they've got a long trip back to school on Monday night.
你注意到 Jane 用的 likely 这个词了吗？这个词虽然是以 ly 结尾的，但它并不是副词，而是形容词，意思也是很可能。
Listen again and try it.
Likely. That's quite likely.
这句话也可以不用 that, 而用 it 做主语。
Yes, it's quite likely.
Listen again and try it.
Yes, it's quite likely.
现在请你用这句话来回答 Barbara 提的问题。
Do you think it'll rain next week?
Yes, it's quite likely.
Will the Smiths come to the barbecue?
Yes, it's quite likely.
如果你想问某件事情是否很可能发生，你就可以这样问。
Do you think it's likely?
在上一讲里Greg 曾经说过这样一句话，你还记得吗？
What do you know? Listen to that rain. If it doesn't stop soon, we'll have a flood on our hands.
Oh, Dick, do you think that's likely?
Just joking, Greg. Just joking.
现在，请你跟着 Barbara 说一说。
Do you think that's likely?Do you think it's likely?
如果你觉得这件事不大可能发生，就可以说
It's not very likely. That's not very likely.
Listen again and try them.
That's not very likely. It's not very likely.
下面的对话里，我们就可以听到 Greg 是怎么用这句话的？请你注意听。
Hello, Dick here, Greg. We're having a barbecue Sunday week. Hope you can make it.
It's not very likely, Dick. I think I'll be in New Zealand for my holidays.
顺便说一下 ，Dick 说他希望 Greg 能来，用了一个很口语化的说法。
Make it. I hope you can make it.
现在我们把这段对话再听一遍。
Hello, Dick here, Greg. We're having a barbecue Sunday week. Hope you can make it.
It's not very likely, Dick. I think I'll be in New Zealand for my holidays.
好，现在我们再来看看 likely 这个词。这个词还有一个用法，也是很常见的，在
be likely to
后面接动词，例如
it's likely to rain，
意思是很可能要下雨。这个词也可以用于人，例如
she's likely to come。
Listen again and try them。
It's likely to rain。She's likely to come.
如果要表示否定的意思，就这样说
，not likely，
或者说
unlikely。
例如
，It's not likely to clear up today.
He's unlikely to come.
Listen again and try them.
It's not likely to clear up today. He's unlikely to come.
下面我们继续听 Dick 和 Jane 的对话。在这段对话里 ，Jane 提到了一个人，他的名字叫
Mary。Mary。
下面我们来听他们的对话。
Have you rung them all up yet, Jane?
No, I couldn't get on to Mary. She must be away.
Jane 给 Mary 打了电话，但是没有联系上，所以他说。
I couldn't get on to Mary.
和某人取得联系，英语是
get on to. I couldn't get on to Mary.
Jane 接着又说，她准是不在。
She must be away.
她也可以不这么说，而说
She's probably away.
她很可能不在。
Listen again and try them.
She must be away. She's probably away.
看来 Jane 认为 Mary 一定是进城去了。
She must be in the city.
Listen again and try it.
She must be in the city.
而且 Jane 知道 Mary 大概要在城里住两个星期，因为她住的地方离城很远，去一次不容易，所以她每次进城总要多住上几天。现在我们继续听 Dick 和 Jane 的对话。
Have you rung them all up yet, Jane?
No, I couldn't get on to Mary. She must be away.
Think she'll be back in time?
Probably not. When she goes to the city, she usually stays a fortnight.
Well, how many do you think will come?
We should have about 20.
在刚才这段对话里，有两点值得注意。第一，有一个很简短的否定回答。
Probably not.
Think she'll be back in time?
Probably not.
在回答对方问话的时候，有时不必要用完整的句子。下面，请你跟着 Barbara 说一说。
Probably not.
现在让 John 来提问，你就用这句话来回答。
Think she'll be back in time?
Probably not.
第二，在这段对话里又出现了一种表示较大可能性的说法。Dick 问他的妻子
,How many do you think will come?
你觉得能来多少人？ Jane 回答说，估计大约会有20人。
We should have about 20.
Listen again and try it.
We should have about 20.
Jane 也可以不这样说，而说
There should be about 20.
Listen again and try it.
There should be about 20.
这句话表明 Jane 估计大约会有20人来参加这次野餐。
There'll probably be about 20.
We 们把刚才那段对话再听一遍，请注意表示较大可能性的三种不同说法。
Have you rung them all up yet, Jane?
No, I couldn't get on to Mary. She must be away.
Think she'll be back in time?
Probably not. When she goes to the city, she usually stays a fortnight.
Well, how many do you think will come?
We should have about 20.
举行野餐，天气好不好很重要。所以当野餐的日子临近的时候， Jane 就问 Dick 天气预报说星期日天气怎么样。
What's the weather forecast for Sunday?
They say it's likely to be fine.
你听清楚了吗？ Dick 在回答的时候开头用了 they say。 好，请你跟着 John 说一说。
They sayThey say it's likely to be fine.
下面要有意想不到的事情发生了，你能猜得出来吗？好，现在就请你往下听。
What's the weather forecast for Sunday?
They say it's likely to be fine.
Uh-oh. 哎呀，又下起雨来了，而且一连下了好几天。到了星期六， Greg竟给 Dick 打了个电话。
Hello, Greg here, Dick. Just ringing to say I can probably come to your barbecue after all.
Thought you were going to be in New Zealand.
Yeah, well, it's rained so much that the creek's up. I couldn't get through to town to catch the plane.
现在把对话里的几个地方解释一下。Greg 用了 probably 这个词，你听清楚了吗？他是这么说的
I can probably come to your barbecue after all.
另外这句话的末尾有一个短语
After all,
意思是毕竟终究，表示情况发生了变化，原来做不到的事现在能做到了。
Listen again and try it.
I can probably come to your barbecue after all.
接下去 Greg 就说明现在为什么 又能来参加这次野餐了。他用了一个词 ，the creek， 小河 ，the creek， the creek。现在我们再听一下 Greg 是怎么说的。
Yeah, well, it's rained so much that the creek's up. I couldn't get through to town to catch the plane.
是呀，雨下得很大，小河涨水了。The creek's up.
The creek's up.
小河涨水就进不了城了，那么 Greg 也就无法乘飞机到新西兰去了。不过幸好，从 Greg 的农场到 Dick 的农场不需要过河，所以虽然小河涨水，但 Greg 还是能来参加这次野餐的。好，让我们把这段对话再听一遍。
Yeah, well, it's rained so much that the creek's up. I couldn't get through to town to catch the plane.
现在我们把这一讲的全部对话连起来听一遍。
Will Sunday week be a good time, do you think?
Probably. Most people are free on Sundays.
But what about the Rossies? They'll probably have their children home from school for the long weekend.
Well, they can come too. There'll be other children for them to play with, probably.
But perhaps they'd rather stay home than travel all this way.
Yes, it's quite likely. After all, they've got a long trip back to school on Monday night.
Hello?
Dick here, Greg. We're having a barbecue Sunday week. Hope you can make it.
It's not very likely, Dick. I think I'll be in New Zealand for my holidays.
Have you rung them all up yet, Jane?
No, I couldn't get on to Mari. She must be away.
Think she'll be back in time?
Probably not. When she goes to the city, she usually stays a fortnight.
Well, how many do you think will come?
We should have about 20. What's the weather forecast for Sunday?
They say it's likely to be fine. Uh-oh. Hello?
Greg here, Dick.Just ringing to say I can probably come to your barbecue after all.
Thought you were going to be in New Zealand.
Yeah, well, it's rained so much that the creek's up. I couldn't get through to town to catch the plane.
Ay ya, 雨还在下呢。要是再不停，客人还能来吗？
They probably won't make it.
就是客人来了，天下着雨。这烤肉野餐也不能在外边吃呀，那只好改在屋里吃了。
What a shame.
I think it's probably time to say goodbye.
Yes, it must be time.
We'll be back in another program, though.
Probably. I hope so, anyway.
Yes, we should be. Goodbye.
Goodbye from our 42nd program.
再会。